For the 130,000 kids in the school district of Philadelphia, school is back in session today. The district itself is also back from the brink of a financial meltdown. There are even signs of academic progress. But as WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron tells us, challenges remain.
The first day of school, a time to show off what's on your feet.
New Balancers.
Jordan.
Karachis.
Phones. I got the bank phones.
Who is on your backpack?
Spider-Man.
Black Panther.
Elsa and Anna.
That's who?
Elsa and Anna.
And of course, to get pumped for the year ahead.
I'm excited to see my friends.
Hi, Oriana.
Trinaya Bailey-Jones is more than ready for her first grade year at William Dick School in North Philadelphia. She spent all summer reading.
A lot of Cat in the Hat books.
Early literacy is one of the areas where the district says it's making inroads. Although about two-thirds of Philly kids still don't read on grade level by third grade, that number actually improved significantly last year. When this year's state test scores are released publicly, District Superintendent William Height expects to see more progress.
The whole trend is moving forward. These are not just blips.
Height is also optimistic about the city's new Board of Education, which recently replaced the state-controlled SRC. He likes the idea of so-called local control, but offers a warning.
I think the challenges that the board will face are no different than the challenges that the SRC faced, because neither group has taxing authority.
That means the state and city still have to provide the bulk of the money. Right now, though, money isn't an issue. The district has a rare window of fiscal stability that should last through at least the middle of 2021. Philly teachers also have a contract, something they went without during the worst years of the district's recent fiscal crisis.
Each year feels better.
But another crisis emerged earlier this year when the Philadelphia Inquirer and Daily News reported on environmental hazards in city classrooms. The district is furiously trying to remove lead paint in over 40 schools.
These are comprehensive projects that will take some time. And we are working to finish all of those projects by the end of the school year.
It is a work in progress, and some might say the same for Pennsylvania's largest school district. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.